The debate over Medicaid expansion in Pennsylvania has largely centered around people in the gap, people like David Coleman of Philadelphia. He was eager to sign up for health insurance once the Affordable Care Act went into effect, but
I found out that I made too much for Medicaid and that I didn't make enough to get the benefits of the Obamacare.
Now, that's about to change. The decision is in. Pennsylvania will get an influx of billions of federal dollars in coming years to welcome more people into its Medicaid program. Whether you call it an expansion or an expansion alternative, it's a different design than traditional Medicaid. Tanya English reports.
Today, when people in the gap go to the Obamacare marketplace to shop, they're often surprised to learn that they don't qualify for discounts and tax breaks. Under the federal health law, single people who make around $12,000 a year were supposed to get their coverage through an expanded Medicaid program. But in Pennsylvania, initially, that expansion didn't happen. Lisa Allen is Pennsylvania's Medicaid director.
Now our rules have changed. They become part of the newly eligible population.
Opponents wanted to reserve Medicaid only for the most vulnerable people. They argued that it's too costly to allow childless, able-bodied adults into the program. But starting next year, people in the gap will enroll in the Corbett-designed Medicaid alternative. Lisa Allen says the idea is to get low-wage earners really used to the way healthcare works in the private sector.
We really were looking for this to be a pathway to employer-sponsored coverage. We wanted it to look and feel like employer-sponsored coverage.
Some participants in Corbett's alternative Medicaid plan will pay premiums or monthly bills. People will chip in $20 to $25 a month toward their coverage, but could get some discounts if they follow through with some healthy behaviors, like going for a yearly checkup.
You know, our data has shown when folks lead healthier lives that overall healthcare spending goes down.
In the official agreement, the federal government said no to one of Corbett's most controversial proposals. He wanted to link job search requirements to health coverage. But using state dollars, Pennsylvania is moving forward anyway, with a program to encourage employment. Allen says newly eligible Medicaid participants will get a career coach and help looking for work.
As well as training, maybe some GED, help with GED classes, help with resume writing, interviewing skills.
Can people really reduce their healthcare costs by doing some of those activities?
Yes, actually that is our goal, is to have them have a reduction in their premium costs in year two.
That's a departure from the way the Department of Welfare manages Medicaid now. Genevieve Kenny is an economist with the left-leaning Urban Institute.
What it means is that within the agency, you're going to have to develop a unit that's dedicated to tracking receipt of premiums and keeping track of that on a monthly basis for beneficiaries.
Pennsylvania is setting up a separate parallel Medicaid system. And Kenny says the bureaucracy of collecting a string of small premium payments may get expensive. Besides, she says, there's good evidence that asking very low-income people to pay a monthly bill before they even use their health insurance discourages some from buying coverage at all.
It can get pretty complicated. It can end up being a net cost to the state and not generate the savings that may be anticipated.
Analysts also wonder if the health system is ready to absorb all these new card-carrying Medicaid enrollees. Other expansion states have not had a whole lot of difficulty booking people in for doctor's appointments. But in Pennsylvania, some counties are already considered primary care shortage areas. Kenny says Pennsylvania should expect to rely even more on mid-level healthcare professionals.
Nurse practitioners, not physicians, but highly trained primary care providers that can share the primary care workload with the primary care doctors.
Enrollment for the newly eligible Medicaid participants begins in December, and Pennsylvania officials say they're already testing out their sign-up systems. People should be able to enroll online, go to a county assistance office, or call the state's customer service helpline. New coverage starts January 2015. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.
One of the people affected by the Medicaid expansion will be David Coleman of Philadelphia. He's a 24-year-old bus driver. He spoke to Alana Gordon about some of his experiences of living without health insurance and his hopes for attaining it.
This was about 2013, and what was happening was I was getting chest pains, And I couldn't explain it. And it felt like, you know, it felt like maybe a heart attack. But every time when I went into the emergency room, they say everything is fine, nothing is no problem. And then once I really start opening those letters and those bills from the emergency room, basically I call it a don't waste my time bill of $8,000 at one time. That's when I just, you know what, I really fell on the ground and passed out. I don't need to go to the hospital.
What came of that?
I haven't found out yet. I haven't found out yet because I haven't had insurance to get to a doctor. Everybody wants at least $60 to $80 a visit.
Do you think about that very much?
I try not to. I try not to think about it very much because then that would kind of consciously or unconsciously bring that pain back to my chest, and I don't want to do it. I just try to what I try to do is block it out by keep working out, keep drinking much water as possible, and staying healthy. That's all I try to do. Well, one of the things I have is the Vitamin Shoppe Healthy Rewards Awards Club member, so that I can get certain multivitamin packs for a discounted rate. The gym, it has been recently of this year, but kind of like trying to eat right a little bit better, always having greens or something like that.
So what's at stake for you? Like, what would it mean to have an insurance card?
It would mean security. It would mean being able to know what's going on within myself and be able to get the proper assistance I need to make sure I can keep myself healthy, other than the stuff I can look on YouTube for.